Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Concerning Australia over government persecution of environmental groups. Australian environmental organizations have denounced an anti-democratic attack by the national government, which is threatening with removing the tax status of these organizations, therefore hindering their possibilities of working in defense of the environment. The groups are warning that the pressure by the government is a result of environmentalists supporting peaceful direct action and civil disobedience. Tax-deductible donations are a significant part of the budgets of environmental groups, which are extremely concerned over the current situation. In early May, the House of Representatives' inquiry into environmental organizations was published. As expected, the proposals that emerged from the investigation could severely limit the environmental group's ability to carry out activities. According to a press release issued by Friends of the Earth Australia on May the 4th, the report acknowledges that environment groups are doing an important and necessary job in protecting our precious environment. However, it contains a number of deeply flawed recommendations, which if implemented would profoundly change the environmental protection movement in Australia, warns the press release. Real World Radio interviewed activist Cam Walker, representative of Friends of the Earth Australia, member of Friends of the Earth International, to know more about the government's attack they are denouncing, the role of the mining sector in this, and what has happened after the publication of the report in May.
Real World Radio has the great pleasure of being in touch with Cam Walker. He's a representative of Friends of the Earth Australia. First of all, Cam, thank you very much for being in contact with us. It's a very big time difference between Australia and Montevideo and Uruguay now. At this moment, so we really appreciate that you get this call so late in your night, Cam.
Yes, thank you very much for the invitation to speak with you.
Okay, Cam, we have received in Real World Radio the information that Friends of the Earth Australia has been suffering a long-running campaign by the Australian government to remove the tax status of the organization in the first days of May. A federal government inquiry was released, and even when Friends of the Earth Australia said at this moment that the results of the inquiry were not as bad as expected, but even they made a series of recommendations which, if enacted, would limit the ability of Friends of the Earth Australia to carry out advocacy and would see the loss of your tax status because your support for peaceful direct actions and civil disobedience. Please, Cam, could you explain a bit more to us about what is this situation with the Australian government? What really did happen that put you and the organization Friends of the Earth Australia, and I guess that also to other environmental organizations, in this situation?
Yes. So here in Australia, we have a very strong environment movement. We have hundreds and hundreds of organisations. Some of them are international. The groups that would be known, such as Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace and Worldwide Fund for Nature, but many of them are local organisations. There's about 600 of them that currently have what's called tax status. And the tax status allows us to receive money from foundations, from philanthropic bodies, and also to receive donations from the public. And that's where the majority of our income comes from, and that allows us to campaign. And we, as a movement, have been very successful at slowing down the development of coal and gas here in Australia. Australia is one of the very largest coal exporters on the planet, so we contribute in a very major way to climate change. And we have been very successful through direct action, through campaigning, through community education, through lobbying, and through use of the legal system at slowing down the fossil fuel industry. And they do not like that at all. And so elements of the fossil fuel and the mining industry encouraged the federal environment minister to hold an inquiry into our tax status. And that had public hearings, and it invited the community to make submissions. And those submissions were overwhelmingly in support of groups like Friends of the Earth. But finally, the report was released. And it was interesting that there were three reports. One was from the government, which said groups like us should not be allowed to do civil disobedience or protest, and they should limit our activism. One from the Australian Labor Party, which is the opposition party in Australia. It's a centre-left party that opposed the inquiry. And then there was also a dissenting report actually from one of the coalition, the government members of parliament, who said he understood the value of peaceful direct action and civil disobedience. So the results, which were delivered back to the minister who started the inquiry, were fairly inconclusive, but they did, in the majority reports, say that groups like us should not be allowed to do civil disobedience or protest, and we should have to limit the amount of time we spend on political campaigning and only focus on doing direct environmental protection like planting trees.
Okay, Scam, so what you are saying is that this inquiry done by the federal government and all the pressure that you are suffering by the Australian government, it's absolutely related to the kind of work, the kind of political activism and the pressure that you do as an environmental organization.
Oh, absolutely. And even one of the members on the committee, who is the Shadow Attorney General for Australia, a Labor Party politician called Mark Trappas, he said very clearly he was a representative on the committee, but he said this committee is stacked against the environment movement, and he called it an ideological attack by the government on political advocacy. And there is no doubt that there is a clear link between the fossil fuel sector, the mining sector, the oil and gas sector, who are very powerful politically here in Australia. And they requested the inquiry, and the inquiry was subsequently developed and set into train by the federal coalition minister for the environment, and he is under a lot of pressure over the destruction of the Great Barrier Reef, which is one of the great environmental landscapes here in Australia, which is directly threatened by climate change and also by the fact that there are plans to build a number of coal export facilities adjacent to the Great Barrier Reef. So it was clearly always about politics, and it was clearly always about limiting the power of the environment movement, which has never been stronger here in Australia.
Cam, at the moment that this report of the House of Representatives was published, you, as Friends of the Earth Australia, launched a press release in which you said that the Prime Minister must reject anti-democratic attack on environmental groups, and you particularly, it is a quote of you, of yourself, says, you said that this is an attempt to carry out social engineering on environmental groups in a way which would make them more palatable to mining companies and the far right in the coalition. So you especially refer to the mining companies, Cam. Why is that?
Because they are very influential here in Australia. Often they're referred to as the greenhouse mafia. They have a very strong influence on the coalition, which is the ruling party here in Australia. They give a lot of money as donations to the ruling party. They have a very disproportionate influence over the policy, and they clearly have access in a way that the environment movement does not. And there are sectors of the mainstream media which is very, you could say, friendly towards the fossil fuel industry and the mining industry, which has also carried out the calls for this inquiry. So clearly it was the mining sector which was behind this. And what they're trying to do is, if they can't break our power outright by taking away our funding, then what they want to do is limit our ability to campaign, and that's why I described it as a form of social engineering.
Okay, Cam, what has been happening since the May the 4th, the first days of May when this report was launched, until now? What has been the government been saying? Have you received any kind of development in this issue, Cam?
No, it was very poor timing for the government, because the government of Australia has brought forward the federal election. So we now have an election here for the federal government in early July. They've brought it forward, and what that did was bring forward the time in which the government has to be in what's called caretaker mode. So they cannot take certain political decisions when they're in an election campaign. So they mistimed it. They weren't able to act on the findings of the inquiry. So because they're in caretaker mode now, there is a federal election campaign going on, and we don't know who the new government will be. If the Australian Labor Party comes to power, we have two main parties here. We have the Coalition, which is an alliance of the Liberal and the National parties, and we have the Australian Labor Party. If the Labor Party comes to power, they have said they will not pursue this issue because they see it as being ideological. If the Coalition comes back to power, unfortunately, it's quite likely they will reconsider this issue. And if they do, we have to expect the whole problem to start again. And more broadly, I'd just like to point out that we've been targeted, that is, for Friends of the Earth Australia has been targeted for a number of government investigations. So we've been investigated by the Australian Tax Office, and we've been investigated by the Federal Environment Department, and we feel that this is politically motivated harassment. They've sought to prove that we're somehow operating in a dishonest fashion. Both of those inquiries gave us a clean bill of health. They showed that we were operating according to the guidelines by which NGOs are meant to operate here in Australia. And now we've had this inquiry, so we start to feel that there's an ongoing political harassment of organisations like ourselves, which are involved in peaceful protest and forceful advocacy, that is, lobbying of governments and political parties.
But Cam, the environment minister has the power to remove Friends of the Earth Australia or other organisations from the register of groups. Is that okay, Cam?
Yes, that's true. The minister didn't act on that. He can simply change the register that we're listed on, and we would lose our tax status overnight, which is the vast majority of our funding. He didn't do that, and we tend to feel that he probably didn't do it because it would have been a very bad look for an inquiry that was called for by the mining sector to lead to groups like us losing our tax status immediately before a federal election campaign. It would have looked like an ideological attack. It would have looked like a politically motivated move on his hand. So I think that he was wise enough not to act to try and remove us and other organisations from the register. But as I say, we really don't know what will happen if the Coalition is returned to power. There are elements, it's a centre-right party, but there are elements of it very far to the right who oppose almost any form of environmental protection, who oppose trade unions, who are often very right-wing in their worldview and very fiercely pro-free trade. There is a chance they will revisit this issue and attempt to find a way to revisit the issue and remove the tax status of organisations in the future. We would expect if they were returned to power, they'd revisit this issue within the next few months.
Okay, and just to finish, Cam, what is the strategy of Friends of the Earth Australia at the moment, nowadays, or even with the work that you do with other NGO organizations? What are you planning to do in the short term to oppose to this situation, or you just decided to wait what happened in the elections and the next political moves from the government?
Here in Australia, we're very aware of the fact that in terms of our ability to do activism, we are very safe. We are not under direct physical threat like our friends and colleagues and comrades in many other countries. Australia is a very safe place in a physical sense to be an environmental activist. So we feel it's important that we use the luck that we have to be able to campaign and continue to do that. We don't think the fossil fuel sector or the mining sector or conservative government should be allowed to make us feel nervous or frightened by what we do. So we've continued to campaign as we always do in support of forests and biodiversity, indigenous people, workers, and in protection of the climate. We continue to do that, and we're very grateful for the fact that we do have personal safety here to organise, and we continue to seek to provide solidarity to activists and movements in other parts of the world who live in more difficult and dangerous countries. So it's important that the conservative forces don't make us nervous and make us timid, and so we've sought to continue to do the type of campaigning we've always done.
Perfect. It was Cam Walker, representative of Friends of the Earth Australia, talking about this situation of this long-running campaign of pressure by the Australian government to remove the tax status of the organization and other NGOs in the country. Cam, you have been really very nice. It's very clear whatever you have explained to us, so thank you very much for being in touch with Real World Radio.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.